Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's Teacher Chamber is the Yelkton Chamber Alliance. And before I get to my first guest, I have the executive director of that chamber. I have Jessica Price on the phone. Jessica, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jessica, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. How are things going with the Yelkton Chamber Alliance?
Great. Things are, you know, the weather getting nice and, you know, everyone getting vaccinated. Things are starting to look good. A lot of our events are outside, so we're hoping we'll be able to do, you know, a good portion of the events that we're used to doing.
Can people sign up to join the Yelkton Chamber Alliance, like, today if they wanted?
Absolutely. If you go right on our website, we have a feature link right there for joining. You can click on there. You can pay right through PayPal with your credit card or download the application and send it in.
That's directly on the homepage at ElktonAlliance.org?
Yes.
And to make it simple, we posted that link and a link to your actual Facebook page on our Facebook page. So to make it simple, go to Facebook.com/WHGMGold. So what do you guys have coming up, Jessica? Anything?
Well, we've been starting to really push the First Fridays again. So we will have a First Friday for May. We're going to start with our live entertainment because up till now we haven't been able to do that with the weather. So we will start having our live entertainment. We'll have the Arts Council, Palatin Page doing openings. So things are starting to get a little bit back to normal. And then at the end of May, we are doing our Memorial Day Parade.
Oh, nice.
Which will be on Monday, the actual Memorial Day at 11. And we're very pleased to announce that we have the comptroller, Peter Francho. He's going to be our Grand Marshal in the parade. So we're really excited about that.
And people can join you guys in that parade?
Yes. We have a link right through our event page through the Alliance that you can get the application if you want to be in the parade. It also has a picture of the route. We are encouraging people to spread out this year. So instead of, you know, all being near like the grandstand and whatnot, We encourage people to you know, stand anywhere along that route. It is a little over a mile, the entire route. So we should be able to spread out really, really well.
And so that's happening on actual Memorial Day.
Yes, at 11. We try to do it early enough that you can still come to the parade, and then you can still go out and do your barbecues and everything afterwards.
Very nice. So again, they can find more information on the website, ElktonAlliance.org, and to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, Facebook.com/WHGMGold. So the executive director of the Yelkton Chamber Alliance, Jessica Price, I want to thank you so much for calling in to give us some info about what's coming up. Thank you so much.
And thanks. Always a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Jessica. Thanks again.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. And my actual first guest this morning is the owner of Edwards Fashions Menswear. I have Edward Kielmall on the phone. Edward, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Edward, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Yelkton Chamber Alliance, right?
Right, yes.
And about how long have you been with them, Edward?
Oh, since we've been in business for 49 years, we've been in, on and off for many times. We love it.
Okay. From what you've seen, you would recommend to another business to check them out, especially if they're getting ready to open?
It is very, very, very important because you get all kinds of information from there. They know it all, you know? They can help you out.
And you can meet with people you might not normally meet with, right?
That's right. That's right. They help you out in anything that's going on Main Street and other places, you know. So it's very important to be in this, you know.
Yeah, it's good for networking with people you might not normally meet. So that's why, like I said earlier, if you do want more information about them, you can go directly to their website, ElktonAlliance.org. To make it simple, we already posted that link on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get to that website and Facebook page. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. So the direct website is EdwardsFashionsMenswear.com. And for someone who might not have heard of that, can you kind of explain briefly, Edward, what that is and what you guys offer?
Well, since we've been in business for about 49-some years, and I'm a professional tailor by trade, and we do alterations for ladies and gents. And when I say alterations, we do work on leather goods, leather jackets. We do even wedding gowns, alterations on wedding gowns, alterations on men's suits, on jeans, on shirts, and you name it. You know, we do all kinds. Whether if it's sewing, we can do it. We do tuxedo rentals for proms and weddings and parties, whatever, you know. And we do have a nice sportswear for clothing, even shoes for men. And we carry also big and tall clothing for men with about sizes, the waist, say about 68 waist, or jackets for about 80-some waist. And if we don't have it in the store, we can always get it for you, right? We have a special, we can get this stuff.
So where exactly are you located, Edward?
We are located, we've been here for about 49 years at 116 West Main Street We are right in the heart of Main Street in Elkton, right in the heart, right in the middle of Main Street. That's where we are. We have 5 floors. It's a big building with clothing and alterations.
So people can get rentals there, or they can actually buy the clothes there.
They can buy the clothes, we can rent, we can bring clothes from other places to have them fixed. You lose weight or you gain weight, we can fix them all up for you. Even if you have an old suit, you wanted to update it for now, like paper pants and narrow lapels or whatever you want to do, we can do it.
And you guys have served not only Maryland, but Delaware and Pennsylvania and beyond, right?
They come all the way from Washington, PA, and we had customers from New York, too.
So there's a reason why you guys have been around for so long. So what's the best way to reach out to you? Is there a phone number they can call?
We have the very easy phone number. That's it, 410-398-7007. Remember James Bond?
007. So you want to say that number one more time?
410-398-7007.
And of course, they can find that directly on your website, edwardsfashionswear.com. And like I said earlier, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get to that website by going to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When are you normally open, Edward?
Well, we've been opening from 10 until 6 every day, Monday through Saturdays. But since with this COVID, we had to cut down the hours, and we are open from 2 until 5. But since prom starts opening again, I will be opening a little bit earlier. But the thing is that if somebody calls and or somebody started between these 2 and 5 and I'm not there, they always can call my cell phone and we can have a special.
You can make exceptions and cater to the public.
Right, yes.
So that works. Okay. So then even if someone can't come during those certain hours that you're now open, they could say, hey, maybe you can meet me this coming Friday at, you know, blah, 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 at 11 a.m. or something.
We can do like at 10 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the evening, whatever the good time is, we can do it.
Wow, that's nice. You can work around people's schedules. So that maybe that's why you've been around for so many years. So people can reach out to you about that. And then you also have a special going on, right?
Right now, we're getting a fantastic special on tuxedos starting at $59. That's for a rental of a tuxedo. And since prom just opened and they are doing it at schools, and they told me that they don't have to wear no tuxedo. So if they don't want to wear a tuxedo, they can come in, buy a shirt and a pair of pants or a tie, whatever they want to, at half of regular price for anybody, you know? So we have it all. We can do it for you. You want to wear a tuxedo? We can get you something nice for $59. Or if you want to buy something that you want to keep, a shirt and a tie, half off regular price.
Okay, great. So again, what's the phone number to call you?
This is 410-398-7007. Or my cell phone would be 443-466-5601.
And then with today being Saturday, when are you officially open today, Edward?
We are open for now from 12 until 3 o'clock.
Okay, so you'll be opening up here at noon today. And where are you located again on Main Street?
We are on Main Street, would be at 116 West Main Street, Elkton. That is right in the heart of Elkton.
All right, so you can stop by and see him later on today. For more information, go directly to your website, edwardsfashionsmenswear.com. And like I said, to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there, and they'll have access to your stuff. So that's why the owner of Edwards Fashions Menswear, Edward Kiyomo, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to help get the word out. I thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Edward. Take care. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Miles Dean, the Dean of Career and Community Education for Cecil College, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my next guest is the Dean of Career and Community Education for Cecil College. I have Miles Dean on the phone. Miles, can you hear me?
I can, Justin. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, Miles. Thank you so much for calling in. Good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Doing well.
Good. Well, again, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
Absolutely. Elkton Chamber Alliance has always done a fantastic job of connecting organizations and businesses in Cecil County and in the Elkton area, helping folks make the connections to get the job done. And we are a proud member of the Chamber and always look forward to the events they plan and the connections they help make in the community.
Because Cecil College is very involved with the communities, so it would make sense for you guys to team up with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, who does so much work for the community, right?
Absolutely. We lean on organizations like the Chamber to get the word out for all the good work that we're doing. We partner with a number of organizations that are also members of the Chamber to bring the community the services and programs that are beneficial for them. So, yes, it's always been a great relationship with the Chamber.
Yeah, and so it's definitely worth checking out. You can go directly to their website, of course, ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So is it because your last name is Dean? That's why you're the Dean of Career and Community Education for Cecil College, Miles?
It's amazing how that worked out, right?
It's amazing.
And my president used for a long time, she would always refer to me as our Dean, or I've heard Dean Squared. So, well, actually, the answer is yes. That's exactly what my parents planned.
That's exactly what the plan was. Well, it worked out. Exactly. So it's a big title to have. So can you kind of explain what your involvement is with Cecil College, being the Dean of Career and Community Education?
Absolutely. The Career and Community Education Division of the college primarily focuses on the non-credit programming at the college. And by non-credit, I'm meaning programs that don't necessarily lead to a degree. Many of our programs lead to workforce certification.
For jobs,
correct. So this is certainly in this time very important and provides, again, the community some tremendous resources to get back to work.
Because things are starting to open up and some more jobs are becoming available, right, Miles?
Justin, we all know and are aware of the horrible impact the pandemic has had on the world, on the country, on our state, and also in Cecil County. And while this is not the official tagline, I like to say now that Cecil College and the Career and Community Ed job is to get Cecil County back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a number of skilled trades programs, a number of healthcare career programs. We have a great truck driver training program, all designed to give people the skills and certifications that can provide them career opportunities.
And do they start and end at different times? Like with it now being, you know, in April, is it too late for this year, or are they always different courses that always come up? How does that work, Miles?
That's a great question. Registration for our fall semester, our fall cohort of programs, will begin June 1. So this is perfect timing, and I'm so glad you have me on today so we can talk about that timing and how that works.
Mm.
And the other thing that's great about this, Justin, is for the first time, probably in many years, we have a huge influx of scholarship dollars available for people to take advantage of that are geared towards workforce programs. And this is really unprecedented. For many years, my colleagues and I around the state have really kind of begged for scholarship funding for skilled trades and workforce programs. And for many years, participants in these programs weren't eligible for federal aid. Mm-hmm. But that's changing. And there are a number of streams of funds available for folks to take advantage of that will allow them to participate in these programs, skilled trades and workforce programs at Cecil College. When folks are registering, we encourage them to ask about the scholarships that are available. And please take notice of a number of the marketing materials that will be out through social media. You will find links and information regarding not just the skilled trades programs, but also the scholarships that are available to go right along with them.
So finances should not be the reason keeping you away from applying at Cecil College, right?
Absolutely not. Finance should not be a reason. And again, this is sort of uncharted territory, I'll be honest with you. We have not always had this option for people. So this is a fantastic, just of the good things that have come out of the pandemic, this is one of them. The government, the state has recognized that we need to get people back to work, and we need to offer them training, and we need to up their skills. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're giving the people of the state and the people of this country an opportunity to get back to work and do that by earning training and earning certifications for the workforce.
And what some of the programs that you offer, Miles, that people can sign up for?
Absolutely. So we have a number of programs in our healthcare careers area: medical administrative assistant, medical assistant, physician, professional coder. We have automotive repair, welding, diesel technology, HVAC, basic construction, heavy equipment operations, and also our truck driver training program. And as you know, the truck driver career path is one that can be relatively lucrative, but also is in high demand. Truck drivers are really aging out of that industry, and there is a high demand for those workers, drivers, to get our goods around throughout the country. We have a tremendous graduation rate with our truck driver training program. We graduate people at a 98% clip. But even better than that, they earn jobs at about a 90-95% clip as soon as they finish our program. So we are extremely proud of that. And basically what that means is when you participate in the Cecil College truck driver training program, you're going to come out of there after a few months with a job.
Wow.
And that's a great thing. That's a great thing to be able to tell people.
So what's the best way to get started to see what you guys have to offer, I guess?
So I would call the general number at Cecil College, which is 1-410-287-1000. And from there, that will get you to the registration desk and able to supply folks with all the information they need. Also, our catalog, our course schedule, reaches every mailbox in Cecil County. So that's one of our great marketing tools. In addition, we have our social media platforms. And if you notice around Cecil County, we still use our billboards. So Cecil College is not a mystery. We are out there. We are in your mailboxes. We are on your social media. There are plenty of ways to connect with the college and with the appropriate people.
What was that phone number again?
410-287-1000.
Great. And they can find that directly on your website. And like I said, to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff. So when people call that number, when's the best time to call them? Like, with today being Saturday, would someone be around today? Would they leave a voicemail and someone get back to them coming up on Monday?
Absolutely. Both. We always have operators ready to receive that call, and if not, leave a message, and our registration desk will return their call as soon as possible.
All right. So again, what was that phone number, Miles?
The number is 410-287-1000.
And of course, that's on the website, cecil.edu.
Just a couple other things. I like to just talk about a couple of really new and interesting programs that we have coming up. Again, understanding the impact of the pandemic and understanding also how challenging it was for our young people to participate in school, whether they were in school or virtual. We know that that was not an easy situation for them. And we also understand that some students may have lost some of their skills, some of the academic skills. Mm. We're developing a couple of new programs that will be available for elementary and also middle and high school students over the summer that are geared towards really helping students catch up or get back on target academically. So please look out for those programs as well. We'll have a number of marketing materials out and about available for parents, because we think there's going to be quite a number of folks interested in helping their children sort of get back on track as a result of being virtual and not necessarily having that personal touch that they're used to in the school setting.
So that's something to be on the lookout for.
Correct.
All right. So again, just keep up to date on the website, cecil.edu?
Yes, absolutely.
And like I said earlier, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your site. So Miles Dean, the Dean of Career and Community Education of Cecil College, I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again, Miles, and take care. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow, and until next time, have a great day.